Page 13. Listening. Exercise 2. Listen to the monologues. Match each speaker to the idea he or she expresses below. There are 3 extra answers. Speaker 1.
I'm a Brit living in southern Italy and I love it here. All the sunshine and the people are so relaxed. But sometimes it gets too relaxed. People here are late, and I mean extremely late. It can be so frustrating for Brits who really value being on time. But obviously I can't change things, so I've become more patient and I pay less attention to my watch. Let's say I waited for an hour and a half to get my hair cut. Never mind, I'll be late for coffee with my friend afterwards, but it won't matter because he'll probably be late too.
Speaker 2.
When I moved to the United States from the UK, I expected that the move would be easy, except for the part about learning to drive on the right. After all, we speak English in both countries, and I was right for the most part. I fit in very well here, and the Americans are open and friendly, which makes it pleasant. But a common language? People often have trouble with my accent, and I find myself repeating things 3 times before I'm understood. And so many words are different. I've had to learn an entirely new vocabulary.
Speaker 3.
I'm an Australian and I'm married to an Indian. I live in Mumbai with my in-laws, that is, my husband's parents. My Australian friends all ask me how I can give up my privacy like that, but it's the custom in India. I didn't know how it would work out, but it turns out we all get along really well. My mother-in-law is like a good friend, and she's teaching me Indian cooking, although she usually does the cooking herself, which is an added benefit. I actually think I'm quite lucky.
Speaker 4.
I'm a British immigrant to Australia. Last week, a friend invited me to a wedding on the beach, and I was really looking forward to it. In the UK, it's much too cold and rainy for that. At the ceremony, I suddenly realised that I was the only woman wearing a hat and a jacket. And then I looked around and noticed that no one else was wearing high heels either. I must say that I was quite uncomfortable walking around in the sand, and I felt that I'd never really be a part of things here.
Speaker 5.
As a Canadian living in Germany, I found that in the street and in shops, people are polite but quite cold, which is hard to get used to. That's not to say that Germans aren't very warm and open with their friends, because they are. Oh, and speaking of friends, I went out to a restaurant with my German friend Hans on his birthday. We were a group of about 15 people. At the end, I got a shock, because Hans paid for everyone. In Canada, when friends take you out for your birthday, they pay for your meal. After all, it's your birthday, isn't it?